We saw a very slight sort of even out of numbers, and we've now seen over the last few weeks a steady climb again of demand, especially during the half term that we've just had. And now we're seeing, obviously with the new lockdown, we're seeing another wave of new referrals. And I think those are going to be with us certainly for the for next 4 weeks, but I think, you know, heading right through to the Christmas holidays and beyond, probably.
Tell me a bit about your Christmas campaign.
So normally we do the 12 days of Christmas. It's a bit like a reverse Advent. We can't do the 24 because obviously turning around those donations on Christmas Eve in getting them out for Christmas is not doable. So we swapped to the 12 days the last couple of years, and it's been, you know, fantastic for us. People collect things for 12 days, drop them off between sort of the 12th and the 16th. And then the 16th of December is when our Christmas parcels normally start going out so that we can deliver everyone an out just before Christmas Eve. Obviously, that's just not going to be the case this year. We can't do that. People can't gather those collections together. It's just not possible with the new social distancing you know, restrictions. And obviously we want people to be safe and at home, but we still want to give them the opportunity to help. And we've had, you know, really lots of inquiries saying, what are you going to do this year? Can we do the reverse Advent? It's something we do every year. You know, it's kind of in our build up to Christmas to think about you guys. And so we came up with the alternative Christmas campaign, which is still based around the 12 days. But it's £1 a day for 12 days, which helps a child in crisis, or it's donating £20, which covers the Christmas dinner meal for the family. And we've got, you know, lovely little Christmas trees that people can stick their 12 coins on, and then we can cash them in. You know, it's just about allowing people to get safely involved with supporting us. And also from our point of view, getting those much needed funds and food in time for our parcels. And we buy wholesale, you know, we've had to swap our own way of working. We are able to source, you know, a lot more for our money, which is brilliant. So every pound that you donate now goes a lot further than if you spent it in the supermarket, which, you know, for some people where that pound is really precious at the moment, it's really good for them to know that we can stretch it a bit further.